going to the movies a lot lately, and I've noticed something. There's no more violence anymore. Well, there sort of is, but it's like some wimp-ass cop-out version of it, right? It's like a huge ripped male love god with a shriveled little Joe Pesci penis. I like having a big mean-looking pit bull that just shakes and farts all the time. In the last year, I've seen huge gun battles and epic sword fights, right? Hundreds of crazy, half-naked, pissed-off Neanderthals screaming and hacking each other to pieces, and there's not even one single drop of blood. They might as well be beating on each other with greased-up elephant dildos. I mean, you hit somebody hard enough with a stale cheesy poof and they'll bleed. And then we've got squads of secret agents unloading clips of high-powered, fully automatic screaming death ammunition into each other, explosions, flying glass, and there's no blood! Movie makers have been directly avoiding showing any splatter lately. Well, I think that sucks! Doesn't it piss you off? When did Disney buy out Hollywood, huh? How am I supposed to get off watching people's brains get blown through their eye sockets if all a gun does in the movies anymore is make people do a double backflip and faint? Do guns have a bitch slap setting now? Okay, set phasers on sucker punch. They might as well hire drunk Elmos to fart at each other and film that. I mean, what the hell are movies for, anyway? They're so we can leave the real world for an hour and a half and sit in a comfortable theater and watch people get killed. When else are you ever going to be able to sit in a nice air-conditioned room and watch somebody go psycho and give their twink boss a lead enema? Come on, everybody dreams of doing that. This is about fulfilling fantasies. You don't want to go up to your boss and slap him in the face with raw bacon until he says uncle. That's not a fantasy. You want to see him drag his slimy intestines across his office floor, choking on his own blood as he writes you out a Christmas bonus from his snot-nosed kid's college money just before you split his head open with a huge wrath of 500-pound drag queen Highlander sword. And then you want to jump into your $800,000 Dodge Viper and speed away just before the bombs you planted blow the building to rubble, raining down burning bodies into the street, smashing through cars and landing on little four-year-old girls. That's a fantasy! And you can go up to a little window, give the girl $10, and watch people do that on a 20-foot-tall screen in Technicolor. Isn't life wonderful? Well, it used to be wonderful. Now they're taking that away from us. Are we gonna let them do that? Now all we get is the hero raising the sword to splatter the bad guy, and then he conks him on the head, knocks him out, and leaves him there. What the fuck is that? And we paid for this. That's like paying a prostitute to give you blue balls. It's not fair. Why are they doing this to me? Well, I know why. It's because we're trying to protect the children from all that violence. At least that's what they say. What they really mean is they're trying to keep the quirky children from killing themselves. It's just like when you were in grade school. One kid would stick gum to the bottom of his desk so the teacher wouldn't let anyone chew gum anymore. Billy's jerking off with his Elmer's glue, so you've all lost your glue privileges for this week. Maybe that kind of backwards-ass psychology works for grade school kids, but I'm not a kid anymore. And it pisses me off when the world thinks they have to treat me like one and take away my bloodbath movie scenes just because some retard kid guts his neighbor's dog and hangs himself with the entrails after seeing it in a movie. You call that a big tragedy. I call it natural selection. In the wild, all the stupid animals get killed. If a gazelle that wandered into a pride of lions didn't get eaten, then he'd go on to have stupid gazelle babies. We'd have stupid gazelles wandering all over the place. If a kid sees a guy shoot himself in the head and live in the movies and goes and tries it himself, then good. Get his genes out of the breeding population. You ever wonder why the world is populated with raging twink shit brains right now? It's because we stopped letting the stupid ones kill themselves. They're having babies. And those babies are driving cars on the highway and cooking our whoppers and running for political office. Pretty soon we're all going to be wandering around stupid, and when we stumble into those lions, we're all going to be fucked. So I say, bring back the splatter. Bring it back. Violence is American as baseball and apple pie. I know. But too, I thought you were supposed to be anti-violent. I hate real violence, okay? I do anything I can to stop it. That's why I need fake violence. You think it's easy to be anti-violent in a world filled with idiots who deserve to have their heads slapped through a steel bridge support? It's not. I need violent movies to keep me sane. So bring them back. You don't think violence is entertainment? Ask the people who made the Friday the 13th series. They're rich. And what about Nightmare on Elm Street, huh? Wouldn't be much of a nightmare without truckloads of gore, would it? It'd be like Crappy Day on Elm Street or something. Would you pay to see that? Scanners. Now there's a fun movie. They didn't even need an excuse to kill people in that one. Someone just give a guy a funny look and their head explodes. Now that's fucking entertainment. I think it's time to organize a protest here, folks. We can't let these morons take away our only legal release of our primal instinct to slay the dumb fucks of our own species. We need to show them just how much this means to us. How about one dead baby wrapped in barbed wire and tossed into the gutter in front of Universal Studios for every day they don't release a good old-fashioned cream-your-pants death-fest movie? I don't think it'd take them long to get their acting gear then, do you? The future of mankind mind lies in a few barbed wire wrapped babies here. Maybe they'll make a movie about that one day. This is Stu, your low budget ranting griffin, and that's all I have to say about that.